Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll-free coast to coast. 800-531-3815. Kinley Bowe is our guest. Ken joined us a long time ago. He had just published the very first book called 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet. I actually have one of the very first ones in my hand. Since then, he's gone on to do incredible things with this series of books. Ken Lebo, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet. How many of those books are out, do you have out there now? Not just the total number sold, but how many different kinds of incredible books do you have?
Well, we've done, I think it's up to 20 now, and we've also created a series of 1,001 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet, which we just came out with our latest one, which is for graduates, high school and college graduates.
So, wow.
We know they know a lot about the Internet. We help them look for jobs and do all kinds of things on the Internet.
I even showed up in one of your incredible books, didn't I?
I think we've got you in one of them. You know, if I wasn't sick all weekend, I probably could remember which book it was in.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I hope you're feeling better.
I'm sure it'll work out.
What do we need to know? You know, one of the things that I when you started writing this book, when you wrote your first book, the Internet was still a novelty. It was still a source of entertainment. People were just finding out about how to click around and how to they were just getting used to banners. People were saying, you know, wow, look at that banner flashing across there. I think I'll click on that. And we were using it for entertainment. We hadn't learned how to shop on it yet. We some of us were using it for business, but to a large degree, a lot of people still hadn't figured that out. But now things are different, aren't they?
They really are. It's become really an everyday part of most people's lives. And actually, one of the exciting things that I've gotten involved with lately is seniors who are going online. We've written a seniors book, and they're like kids getting involved with the Internet because, let's face it, if you're 65, 75 years old, you, for the most part, didn't even work with computers when you're in the workforce. But now, because of their children and their grandchildren, they're getting online. So that's really kind of a whole new exciting area for people getting online. And that group of people, it's new to them. They're meeting up with classmates that they might not have spoken to in 30 or 40 years. They're communicating in a whole different fashion with their grandchildren. So across the board, whether you're 5 years old or you're 85 years old, interesting and unique things are happening to people that are on the Internet.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are grandparents out there who bought a computer and got online for the sole purpose of being able to do instant messaging or email or receive photographs or whatever of email to them of their grandchildren on the other side of the country.
That's absolutely right. And it's a great way to communicate. I mean, how often does a grandparent talk to their grandchild on the telephone? Is it once a week, once a month? Well, if they're online and using instant messaging, it could be almost every day they're chit-chatting with their grandchildren. So great way for communication.
Well, it is. It's a great way to enhance the value of our lives and the way we communicate with each other. Another thing that's exciting is the way businesses are using the Internet. How have you guys focused on that?
It really is amazing how people have started communicating for business purposes and so forth. One thing that I've been a big advocate of really from day one, and that's really how we started out in the books, is having a newsletter, a way to communicate. Mm-hmm. It, even to this day, it fascinates me how many businesses are not using the Internet for that level of communication, having a newsletter.
Permission marketing, opt-in way of reaching out and touching their customers.
Exactly. I had a meeting with a publisher the other day who basically, they're big in direct mail, using through the post office. And let's face it, a lot of companies are still doing that, and that's been around for quite a while. But I was telling them, I said, you know, for basically almost free, you can be sending out email to your same customers. And email and newsletters and communication that way is such a fast, inexpensive way to, you know, talk to your prospects, to your customers, and so forth. You know, if you're a law firm, you're an accounting firm, yeah, I can tell you my accounting firm hasn't sent me any tax tips via a newsletter.
Right.
Just as a goodwill gesture, it sure would be nice to get something, you know, via email from them.
And that's not hard to do either, is it?
It's so simple, it's almost mind-boggling.
Yeah, it blows you away. And of course, in my audience knows, we've talked about this on the show before, but of course the key is that you find out how to contact these people. You get their email address, but you also have to get their permission.
That's right. And, you know, the good news is, I mean, we've all heard of spam and junk mail, and even America Online is boasting that they stopped a billion pieces of spam one day last week.
Unfortunately, they probably stopped another billion pieces of real mail, though.
That's probably true, but you know, it's such a great way to communicate with people, and there are ways to, you know, filter out mail. And, you know, in my newsletter, I've basically shown people how to stop spam. So really, it's pretty easy to do it, assuming you have filtering in your email.
Well, think about this. Now, you've got these books out. You've got 20 books out now of incredible things to do on the internet for all kinds of different people, for retired folks, for golfers. I don't know what are some of the other books that you've got.
Well, we've got it for kids. So we've got 300 incredible things for kids on the internet. And like I said earlier, you know, when I first started on the internet, and when you were saying a few years back, I guess it was 96, 97, it was a novelty for a lot of people, and I sort of saw what the future was bringing. Well, back then, I didn't envision 5 and 6-year-old kids sitting on the internet, nor did I envision 85-year-olds on
right,
the internet.
Right.
That's all changed. I mean, now we've got, you know, I do internet safety presentations for parents because they're concerned, you know, that their 6-year-old kid is having problems on the internet.
But the thing is that you've got these books and you've sold, you know, thousands and thousands of those over the last several years. But then you have the ability, you know, in between book purchases, you've got the ability to reach out and touch your book owners.
Well, that's
and,
one.
And to stay in touch with them and to remind them that hey, we've got another book coming out, and you know, maybe it suits them, maybe it doesn't, but at least because they've given you permission. Because they've contacted you and said, hey, Ken, keep me up to date on what's going on in your world. Because you've done that, then you've been able to stay in touch with them. So basically, you've been able to maintain the communication with your community of customers.
And that's absolutely right. One thing that the internet does is it allows people to, one person to communicate with hundreds of thousands or millions, but at the same time, it allows a one-on-one communication. And in our books, you know, my email address is in all my books, and I encourage my readers and newsletter subscribers to communicate with me. And, you know, they can ask questions, and, you know, I'll always get back to them. And I encourage anyone who, if you've written a book or any kind of correspondence, you put your email address so you can communicate with people.
Absolutely. Ken, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Right back, folks, after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Ken Lebo is our guest. Back is 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Ken Lebo is our guest and our good friend, been around a long time on this show. He started with us way back. Ken, you had just published your very first 300 incredible things to do on the internet, and you've got 20 different editions out now. No telling how many printings, something under, well, actually over 2 million copies sold, right?
That's correct.
That's great. Outstanding. And tell us how we can get your books. I know we can get them at any of the online bookstores.
Our books are available pretty much at any of your local bookstores and as well online. Our website is 300incredible.com, and I encourage people to go there and check out our books. And if they also want to sign up for our free newsletter, they're more than welcome to do that. But one bit of advice, I know it's a small business advocate, and one of our success formulas has been to pretty much sell our product anywhere we can. And as an example, I'm proud to say we're just in about every car wash throughout the country. So you know, while you're getting your car washed and you're just walking around looking at greeting cards, you may see our books there as well. So,
well, you know, I know what you mean. I've had some success with my book in non-traditional outlets, I was talking to somebody, a friend of mine, a publisher, about that, and I said, you know, how should I feel about books that are sold when somebody didn't walk up to the shelf and pick it up and buy it? He said, a sale is a sale.
That's exactly right.
That's the way you have to look at it. Ken, One of the great things about the internet is that now that the irrational exuberance is worn off a little bit, people are really finding out how to use the internet as a tool, and it's becoming every quarter we hear about new levels of productivity in the country, and I think that the reason that we're getting so much productivity out of our marketplace is because people are finding new ways to leverage the internet.
That's absolutely true, and if people have been watching TV in the last, I think it's even less than a week, they've been probably noticing some ads by Intel, which they're saying coming March 12th, something is big and going to change, and actually to let the cat out of the bag, what they're talking about is wireless computing. And I look at all these different trends. The most exciting thing to me right now is, in fact, wireless computing.
Right.
You're talking about productivity. I've had the ability to do wireless computing probably for the last 5-6 months. And once you take that wire away from your computer, mm-hmm. it's amazing how much more productive you can be.
I use one at my broadcast table here in my studio. I have an IBM ThinkPad T30 with Wi-Fi, and it is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because I pick it up sometimes. The other day I had a meeting in the conference room, and I just picked it up and walked in there with it. And
that's
still
right.
Connected to the internet, spun it around, and showed the people at the table, you know, what I had on my mind, what I was thinking about from somebody we were working on the web design, and we just started surfing, and it was connected to nothing
mm-hmm.
by
that's
wire
right.
anyway.
And we're really at the very early stages of that. One of the problems now is that not every vendor is compatible with one another. So if you go to one hotel versus another, they may be using a different server. So
their hotspot might not be compatible with your Wi-Fi connection.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know, if you fast forward another 5 years, though, it'll all be done where
be a standard.
You know, everything will be standards. It'll be compatible. So when you're in an airport, you can fire up your computer and everything will be working. You go to the hotel that night, everything will be working fine. So
and one day, maybe in our lifetime, the world will be a hotspot.
And there you go. One big bubble.
One big bubble. That's right. We'll have to be so many radio frequencies going around it, we'll have to wear aluminum on our heads, won't we? What are some other things that we need to know, Ken? By the way, give us the website one more time.
Our website is 300incredible.com, 300incredible.com. And again, as I said earlier, people can go there and sign up for our free newsletter. And Anna, every single Friday we send out tips about the Internet and websites and interesting things to do on the Internet.
Now, Ken, I know you've got a massive website and a massive email list. You sold 2 million books. There's no telling how many people who are subscribing. Tell us what you do about privacy. Tell us how you deal with making sure that people who subscribe to your newsletter, how can they feel about privacy with you?
I'll tell you a couple of things that I've found is, well, with ourselves specifically, we don't even take advertising in our newsletter, so it's just an adjunct to our, you know, us promoting our books mm-hmm. and people that have gotten our books, mm-hmm. but we don't give out nor sell any email addresses that, you know, people have given to us. It's kind of you know, sacrosanct, basically. Mm-hmm. The other good news that I have found, because again, people are concerned about spam. Just about any legitimate newsletter I have ever signed up for, I have never gotten any kind of spam off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I can tell is because since we have our own domain name, I register under different email addresses.
Right.
So I can track where all this information is coming
mm-hmm.
from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people out there who subscribe to a credible source of a newsletter can feel pretty assured that they're not getting spam from that newsletter.
Well, what you just said about your privacy policy is just like mine. It's very simple. It doesn't have to be a long document. All it has to say is your information stays with us. We don't sell it or loan it or give it away to anybody. When you give it to us, we keep it. When you want it back, we give it back to you.
That's right.
Which is essentially unsubscribing you. Ken, that's 300incredible.com. And the series of books is called 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet, but it might be about golf, it might be about retirement, it might be about lots of different things. So they're all over the place, about 20 different versions of this book. Ken, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Congratulations on the great success. And it's nice to know that I knew you when. Ken Liebold, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back 29 after. Going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Rosalind Glickman. We're going to optimize your thinking.
The cat sat on the mat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.